Divine Encounter Program with our man of God, Prophet Israel Omoniyi Taiwo. Worth hearing.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. My name is Prophet Israel Omoniyi Taiwo, the senior prophet and founder, Air Fire Ministry Incorporated. This is Divine Encounter Program. You are highly welcome. This is a program where you come one-on-one with the Word of God, where you encounter the power of His Word, where the Word of the Lord come alive in your spirit, where the impossible become possible through the power of His Word, where you know your right and your place in the power of God as a child of God. My name is Prophet Israel Omoniyi Taiwo. Keep listening to this message. Enjoy it and stay blessed. God bless you.
The power of gratitude. The power of gratitude. There are many that will never give thanks because they don't have money. There are many that will never rejoice because what they want is not what they are seeing. There are many that will never show gratitude to God because they think they are not where they want to be. They forgot that it is not where they were before that they are right now. Gratitude. Gratitude. There is power in being grateful to God. There is grace in showing gratitude to God. What goes around comes around. Listen, it is not everything you want in life that you will have at once. At every stage of your life, whatever that is happening, learn to appreciate God. Because you glorifying God and telling Him thank you for whatever He has done is what qualifies you to have what you don't have. The power of gratitude. The life of a man does not entail material things. The life of a man is not all about material things. It's not about your money in the bank account. It's not about the clothes in your wardrobe. It's not about the material things. It's not about the house you built. Even it's not about your children that you had. It's about value and impact. What value has been added to your life and what value are you adding to other people's life? What impact are you making in people's life and what impact are other people making in your life? Problem cannot finish in this world. Listen, and I want you to understand this. You are the solution to somebody's problem, and another person is the solution to your own problem. And that is how God has created it. You are the one that will provide solution for another person. You are the one that will make another person smile. You are the one that will make another person laugh. You are the one that will make another person rejoice. You must be the reason, or you are the reason why somebody else will survive and live to see another day. Why somebody else must be the reason why you will be where you are supposed to be. God will use you to lift somebody, and He will also use another person to lift you. In whatever case that it is happening, you must learn to be grateful. Somebody say, I am grateful.
I am grateful.
You may not have it all, but you are better than before. You may not have it all, but where you are now is better. Nigeria is difficult, but yet you are not eating sand. Life is very difficult, but yet you are not in the mortuary. Things are bad, but yet His grace is sufficient. If you are not thankful, you can never be full of His blessing. When gratitude is coming and flowing out of your heart, it brings unexpected overflow of God's blessings. Learn to be grateful to God. It's not only when God does something in your life that you will show gratitude. Don't be somebody that it is only when you receive that you learn to say thank you. Even when you have not received, learn to thank Him for what you are expecting. Be grateful. Be grateful. The reason why a lot of people are depressed is because they don't know how to be thankful to God. All their life, they complain of what they don't have. Many died because of what they don't have, only for them to get to hell and realize that they have never shown gratitude to God for that which they even have. Amen. Don't die because of what you don't have. Learn to value the one you have first. Where you are crying because you don't have money, remember you are healthy and somebody is crying to have health. Somebody is crying, Father, if you can just take all this weight away, just make me to be healthy. Where you are crying that there is no food, there somebody else is crying. I have the food I can't eat. There is no appetite. He's asking God to give him or her appetite. Life is not a parallel ground, no. It's not on the same level, no. As it is on your side, it's not the same on the other side. As it is for you, it's not the same for another person. Learn to value what God has done for you. The book of Luke chapter 17 from 11 to 19, yes?
And it came to pass.
It came to pass.
As he went to Jerusalem.
As the Lord Jesus went to Jerusalem.
That he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee.
Uh-huh.
And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers.
There are 10 men that they have lost hope. They were lepers. And a leper does not stay in the city. There are situations that have separated you from life, that have separated you from people, that have isolated you from people, that have made people to abandon you. Today, hear the word of the Lord. That situation will be reversed.
Amen.
The Lord God told me categorically, say, son, tell them to give thanks and praise him. He said the way they open their hearts in thanksgiving, he said, so will their head be lifted in 2025.
Amen.
So the best thing you can do for yourself today is for you to be full of thanksgiving. Be thankful. Be what?
Thankful.
Be what?
Thankful.
Can I ask you, how much did you pay to stay alive? How much? Do you know how much it costs to do dialysis? You just feel pressed. You go to the toilet. You urinate. And you feel nothing. God didn't do anything now. There are people that cannot urinate. It is machine that must bring it out of their body. Whatever you don't appreciate God for, you tend to lose it. It can never be better when you are not grateful. It will always be better when you are thankful. So he was passing through the village and he saw 10 lepers. Yes?
Which stood afar off.
Uh-huh.
And they lifted up their voices.
And they lifted up their voice.
And said.
And said.
Jesus. Master.
Master.
Have mercy on us.
Have mercy. Yes?
And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed.
There are things you will ask God for that you will not get immediately. Not because he's not going to do it, but because he's going to try your spirit. He would have told them, be healed. He didn't say so. He said, go and show yourself to the Pharisees. Go and show yourself to the priest. Sir, we are leprous. We can't go to the city. I say, go. The master said, we should go. Learn to obey God. Because your miracle is hidden in the obedient. Your testimony is in obedience. The power is in obedience. The anointing is in obedience. The grace is in obedience. The increase is in obedience. What you are asking for is directly connected to obeying God. When you obey him, every other thing obeys you. If you don't obey orders of God, nothing obeys you. But when you learn to obey God, everything God created obeys you too.
Wherever you are, meet us online and on site for a night of divine encounter happening every first Friday of every month, featuring healing, deliverance, breakthrough, prayers, and the word. A night of prophetic utterances that will catapult you to the place of your destiny. Ministry, Prophet Israel Omoniyi Taiwo, and other anointed ministers of God. Venue, the Apostolic Prayer and Deliverance Sanctuary, Eya Fire Ministries, number 27 Oyegboma Street, off Second Power Line, Ugbioko Quarters, Ekema Road, Benin City. Time, 9 p.m. till dawn. Or hook up with us on Facebook at Eya Fire Ministries. Night of Divine Encounter, happening every first Friday of every month. Come, your testimonies awaits.
He said, go forth and show yourself to the priest. Yes?
And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed.
Instantly, their sickness disappeared. If it is you, you will say, this man want to disgrace me. He knew my condition. He asked me to go. That man, I don't know whether he's a man of God. He knew I have us. He asked me to fast. What kind of pastor is that one? Don't mind them. They are fake. He no get us now. I go tell no hours at the pain. He said, make I go the fast. I tell him, I say, daddy, I get us. I say, fast. Amen. As they were going, they realized that they are no longer having that sickness. Every problem you brought here will not go back with you.
Amen.
If you believe, you will say a loud amen.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yes.
And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back.
While they were going, as they received their miracle, they knew that their situation is no longer the same. They knew what made them to be rejected and abandoned has left them. They knew the leprosy is gone. They knew the shame is gone. They knew the challenges is gone. They knew the reproach is gone. They knew the affliction is gone. Out of 10, only one remember, my body was not like this before. I need to go back and thank him. Only one turn back. Every other person does not see why they should go back and say thank you. You have a business before, but now you don't have anything. When you still had that business, were you grateful? You will realize that you are losing in some areas of your life. Go and check your life properly. You will realize that you don't appreciate what you've lost. That's why you lose it. Whatever you are grateful for, you can't lose it. I have seen where a woman is crying, her husband died. But when the man was alive, she was never grateful for having that man. Can I pray for you?
Yes, sir.
You will not lose before you learn.
Amen.
The power of gratitude. Yes.
And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back.
He turned back.
And with a loud voice, glorified God.
With a loud voice. When you come to Thanksgiving and you keep mute, you are not in the right place. With a loud voice, he glorified God. Learn to glorify him. When the Lord is glorified, your solution is magnified.
Yes, sir.
When the Lord is glorified, your problem is reduced, is diminished. When God is not glorified, your problem will be glorified. So learn to glorify him in everything. That everything God have done will be magnified in your life. Do you know that you were actually the testimony somebody is praying for? Yes.
And he fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan.
He wasn't even a Christian. In your church, people will come and they will receive answers. But you that were in the same church, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, your life is not changing. Please check yourself. When was the last time you have come out to even say, I just want to say thank you, Father. Even if I am not rich, but at least I am not poor. I just want to say thank you, Father. 1,000 may be better than me, but I am better than 1,000,000.
Yes, sir.
I have just come and say thank you, Lord. Sleeping and waking up is not a small thing. It was God who secured me. When was the last time you have done that in your church? But you are good at gossiping. You are good at judging people. You are good at condemning your pastor. You are good at monitoring your pastor. You are good at monitoring your fellow church member. You are good at criticism. He came back and said, thank you. And when the Lord Jesus saw him, what did he ask?
He answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed?
Is it not 10 people that we heal?
But we are the 9.
Where are the remaining 9? Don't be part of those 9. Those 9 were those that never see anything good in their own life. And after I heal, because I no go show up. Now healing, I won't show up. You will never be like that.
Amen.
Ingratitude is the reason why the Israelites perished in the wilderness. They were slaves for 435 years. The Lord sent Moses to them. They never appreciated God for that. He rescued them out of slavery with mighty works and led them through the sea. Because of them, for the first time, what has never happened. The Lord divided the sea for their sake and dried the ground for their sake. They never show appreciation for that. They never thank God for Moses. The greatest beast that the Lord God has ever created is in the water, and it's called Leviathan. Leviathan is stronger than Satan. Leviathan is mightier than devil. Leviathan is the origin of pride and envy. And he lives in the sea. Because of their passage, the Lord had to slaughter Leviathan. They ate that Leviathan for more than 4 years. I mean 40 years. They never appreciated God. They crossed the Red Sea. Hey, we are free. We are free. We are free. After 3 days, they forgot everything God had done. Don't be one of those believers that only remember things when God gave to them. Not, it is only when they are receiving now they remember. After that, they don't remember. If any little problem come, you say, which God? Adotayabo. May you never be like that.
Amen.
I say, may you never be like that.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Moses went to receive the Lord before he came back. They have created an image and say that is their God. They have abandoned God who was with them for 435 years. The man only left for 40 days. Everybody begin to cry. Moses, we need water. Moses, we need water. Moses, we need water. He turned Mara water to sweet. And they drank water. After drinking water, hey, now water we wash up, we need food. He asked God for food. God gave them food. God called it bread of heaven. Manna. Manna means, what is this? God gave you bread. You call it, what is this? And that is why manna killed them. May ingratitude not kill you.
Amen.
They never showed gratitude for the manna. They were asking for meat. He gave them meat. They have surplus. They were still not grateful. So serpent came and began to bite them. And they learned to look up to God on the cross. Don't let affliction rise against you before you learn to value your God. There is power in gratitude. There is power in gratitude.
Moving forward now.
Are you a minister of God, a businessman or woman? Are you single or married? Are you a professional official in need of a breakthrough through the corporate anointing? Search no further as Eyafaya Ministries presents the Morning Liberation Service, happening every Monday of every week. It's a place where powers bow to the name of Jesus Christ, ministering Prophet Israel Omoyeyi Taiwo and other anointed ministers of God. Venue, the Apostolic Prayer and Deliverance Sanctuary, Eyafaya Ministries, number 27 Oyegboma Street, off Second Power Line, Ugbioko Quarters, Ekema Road, Benin City. Time, 9 a.m. prompt. You can also hook up with us on our Facebook page at Eyafaya Ministries. Monday Liberation Service, a place of true grace and speed. See you there.
1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18. In everything, give thanks. For this is the perfect will of God for you in Christ. In everything, give thanks. Let me briefly mention few powerful benefits of gratitude. Number one, it has the capacity to increase you and change your story. Gratitude has the capacity to increase you. It was 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes that he had. He blessed the Father and gave thanks. After giving thanks, it started increasing. They could not finish it. It started increasing. So gratitude increases you. Appreciating God brings increase. Number two, it promotes good health and sound mind. Because absence of gratitude creates depression, obsession, and hunger. It promotes good health and sound mind. When you are grateful, you will be joyful. But when you are not grateful, you will be sad. May you not be a sadist.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It promotes good health and sound mind. Because absence of gratitude create depression, obsession, and hunger. Number three, it help and improve your relationship with men and God. When you are grateful, men will respect you. Somebody did something for you. Somebody gave you 5,000. You only write, thank you. He gave you 20,000. You write, thank you. He gave you 100,000. He write, thank you. You write, thank you. If he keep helping you, he's a fool. There's supposed to be something added to that thank you. Sir, I am never expecting this. I don't know how God is blessing you, but I am grateful to God who is blessing you to help me. I am very grateful. I am very grateful. Learn to show gratitude. Amen.
Amen.
Learn to what?
Show gratitude.
Learn to show gratitude. When you are grateful for good things that people done in your own life, they will not take you for granted, and they will not take you lightly. Next time, before anything happens, they will shoulder your responsibility, because they know you know their value. So it helps and improve your relationship with God and men. Number four, it is an indirect application for more blessing of God and men. You gave me 5,000 naira. I call you today, I thank you. After 3 days, I call you. Daddy, I want to thank you for 3 days ago.
If not for you, and for not his people. After 2 weeks, you stay right. How are you? Where is your head? Thank you for the other day. There will be times you will not ask me. Now me by myself will use my church mind and send to you. Sometimes I will be the one to call you and say, how are you? Have you people hit? That day, I don't want to disturb you again. Hey. Okay, everything is fine. I will send to you on my own. Because I gave you just 1 naira. You thanked me for almost 10 days. That means you know the value of my sweat. You know that the money did not fall down from heaven. And you appreciated me for everything that God have used me to do for you. I will love to do more. Because your gratitude simply means that one thing I do for you, from that one thing, many people have benefited. But when you don't know the value and you don't appreciate it, it means, what do you do for me, sir? May you never be like that.
Amen.
Number five. You can't be grateful. You can't be grateful and not be great. You cannot be grateful and not be great. And you can't be thankful and not be full of God's blessings. Number six. Gratitude makes you kind to yourself and to others. And finally, it has the power to reverse your situation that is beyond your control. I have seen situations, many, where people will come to me with problem and cry, and the Lord will say, tell them to go and be singing praise and be thankful. I won't tell them fast or pray, just be thankful. But a few days later, they will come back and say, the Lord have done this. What did you do? Nothing. You say, make a day thank God. That day thank God. Now it has happened. May the Lord answer your prayers.
Amen.
Flow of gratitude from your heart. Provoke abundance and overflow of God's blessings into your life.
For prayer, counseling, fellowship, and one-on-one prophetic encounter with our man of God, Prophet Israel Omoniyi Taiwo, please call the following numbers. 081-33-933-044 or 081-170-578-29 or visit our church headquarters, Eya Fire Ministries Incorporated, number 27 Ohiegboma Street, off Second Power Line, off Upper Ekenwan Road, Ugbi Oko Quarters, Benin City.